You're on ABC Overnight. My name's Tim Brunero. Good to be with you this morning. Well, let's get on the road now and head to this week's spot on the map. We're at Bracknell in Tasmania this morning. Dennis Chilcott is with me. He's used to getting up early because he gets up early to work as a butcher. Is that right, Dennis?
That's right. That's right, Tim.
Okay, so this is not uncomfortably early this hour.
Not really, no. This is just resting time.
Yeah, good, right. Hey, talk to us about, because you're sixth generation or seventh generation.
Yes, I'm sixth generation of the district.
Wow.
My ancestors came from Cornwall, England in 1833 and settled in Tasmania.
Can we just quickly zero in on where Bracknell is? It's kind of southwest of Launceston, right?
Yes, it's inland, about 35 kilometres southwest of Launceston, and it's nestled under the Great Western Tiers. Dries Bluff is our prominent highest peak, which is the backdrop for Bracknell, and it's a gateway to Lilliffe.
Wow. Okay. So it's got a mountainous sort of surround.
Pretty much, yes. It's got the Western Tiers to the west, which is pretty much the prominent view coming into Bracknell, and it's used for a lot of bushwalking activities, and it's a very prominent climb, actually.
Can you talk to us a little bit about what they did when they got there in 1833, your forebears?
They were farmers originally. They farmed in England, and they come from a large family of farmers, and two brothers decided to set off and start up a life of their own, and they came to Tasmania, and they leased a lot of ground and later purchased farms. In the Longford, Cressy, and around the Bracknell area.
Mm, and of course, Longford, a nearby town where you actually work as a butcher, which is, 10 k's away or something?
Yeah, about 10, 15 k's.
Now I'm looking at pictures online, I can see the quite striking mountain ridges behind the town or that surround the town. Amazing. What kind of country is it? Is it good farming country?
It's mixed farming. There's a lot of cropping now. There's a lot of irrigation. A lot of the farmers have put in big dams and they opened them up for irrigation. There's a lot of peas, poppies, and a lot of fat cattle and quite a few dairy farms. So it's mixed farming.
You always think of Tasmania as a very lush, green place. Bracknell, is it up there in the lush stakes for in Tassie terms?
No, it can get dry in Bracknell too. Not so much like the West Coast. Like the Northwest seems to get a lot more rain than what we do where we are. But the Western Tiers help us a little bit. It's sort of the clouds gravitate, and we get probably a little bit more rain than some of the areas around close by. But our rainfall is just average.
I'm talking to Dennis Chilcott. He's a sixth generation local in Bracknell in Tasmania. As he was mentioning before, to the south and west of Launceston, kind of in central Tasmania is probably the way I'd put it, Dennis.
Yeah, more northern than central.
North central, yeah. How many people live in Bracknell?
We've got a population of about 300 to 350 people. We're sort of stagnated at the moment. It's not a really growing township.
You should write. It's not. I was saying central. No, it's not central at all, is it? I mean, it's kind of central-ish, but it is. Yeah, as you say, more north than central. If that makes any sense whatsoever. And you've got some big lakes nearby.
We've got the Great Lake. We're pretty close to the Central Highlands, which is ideal fishing area. We've got the Great Lake, Arthur's Lake, and Pine Lake. So there's some of the best fishing in the world, apparently.
And what are they catching? What's biting?
Rainbow trout and brown trout.
And are you a fisherman yourself?
No, I don't fish. My father's a very keen fisherman, though. Fished all his life, he has. He's been to every lake, all the western lakes.
And are they native, those the brown and rainbow trout?
No, both those species have been introduced, but many, many, many years ago, so they're pretty well established now.
Mm. And they're nice eating, a little bit fiddly, but they're nice eating, those fish.
Oh, yes, yeah, but you can catch some nice-sized ones.
Do you eat them?
Yes, we love them. We certainly do.
So you don't do the hard work, but you do the eating bit.
Yeah. we've got the Liffey River run through Bracknell, and that's some of the best fishing, freshwater fishing in Tasmania as well. A lot of fly fishing.
So you must get a lot of tourists coming to town, and there's plenty of B&Bs around about the place where people come down to have a bit of a crack?
Yes, we haven't got so many B&Ds, but we've got we have got a caravan park that is nestled right on the Liffey River, and it's pretty much, you've got to be pretty much self-sufficient though. There's no great facilities. There's toilets and barbecue, but that's about it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's not
it's just sort of like overnight stays.
Yeah, it does look like a lovely part of the world. I'm really looking at the pictures now, and it is a gorgeous setting. 350 people, you mentioned, was the kind of estimate of people in town. Is it growing? Is it shrinking? Is it staying static? Tell me about the demographics.
Yes, it's not a growing township because there's not a real lot of business on the town, and it's a bit hard to attract families. We have got a primary school, which is really beneficial for the town because, you know, it keeps a lot of the younger families here. But there's no employment is the worst problem. Like a lot of towns around Australia are all suffering the same type of thing. You got to pretty much commute to Launceston for work.
How far is it?
It's only about 35 k's, which is, well, like, it's only I can be in Launceston in 20 minutes from where I am. So the distance is not a problem. It's a good road now.
But even you have to work in Longford where you got the butchery.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, interesting. Talk to us about what people do for fun in Bracknell.
Well, there's a few sporting activities. Like we've got a local cricket team. We've got a local football team. They've got a indoor bowls for the senior citizens. Boys and girls club. Well, that's pretty much it, I think.
What are the names of the cricket and footy teams?
Well, we've got the Bracknell football team. They're called the Red Legs.
The Red Legs?
Yes.
What's that from?
Oh, I don't know. It's just acquired a name over the years, I think. And we got our cricket team. Well, I think they're just the Bracknell cricket team.
Yeah.
I can't think of, I don't think we've got any other significant sporting activities.
Can we go back to the history just for a second? By the way, I'm speaking to Dennis Chilcott. He's in Bracknell in Tasmania. Every week at about this time, we drop in on a little town. Today, we're looking at Bracknell in Tasmania, just as you heard. Dennis mentioned just a moment ago, 20 minutes out of Launceston to the south-west. We basically drop in to see what's going, what it's like, what people do in Bracknell. Can you tell us a bit about the history? Because I think it might be kind of bound up in your own personal family history, Dennis. You mentioned those two brothers way back when, your great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers, or whatever they were.
Yes.
They came out, and I imagine that they were pretty much some of the first white people there.
To this district, yeah, they were some of the first members of the ones that settled in Bracknell. Like, Bracknell originally was settled on a 380-acre grant that was acquired by the English Church. And even today, I don't think if that 380 acres wasn't set aside at that stage, Bracknell would not exist today because the whole area is surrounded by rather large farms and there wouldn't have been anywhere for anyone to actually buy blocks to build a house.
Mm.
So the English Church, in their wisdom, decided to sell the blocks, and in around about 1859, they were put up for sale, and that's when Bracknell became sort of started to get developed.
And that's where the township,
the township grew from there.
And what do you have in Bracknell? I mean, I assume there's some kind of general store or a shop or 7-Eleven or something.
Over the years we've had quite a few shops. At its heyday, like probably 30 years ago, we had three shops, separate individual post office. Now the post office runs in conjunction with the general store. Two hotels, and a bakehouse, and a butcher shop. A garage, but now we've only pretty much got the one hotel and a general store. So it just shows the decline, isn't it, in the rural townships of today.
Mm. And I suppose, yeah, some of the consolidation that's happened in the grocery sector and so on and so on. Famous people. Well, I've heard you've got one particularly famous person who comes from roundabout and is someone that Australia-wide is kind of synonymous with Tasmania.
Yes, I suppose. We've got the prominent Mr. Bob Brown, the Greens leader, and then later senator. He, about probably 20, 25 years ago, acquired land in the Liffey, which is only like 10 kilometres from Bracknell.
Yeah, I can see on the map. It's not very far away at all.
No, it's all like a rural area that pretty much sort of, you've got Bracknell Township, and then you go sort of up the Liffey, which is sort of spread out into a rural area. He bought like 20-odd acres or something up there, and he lived there while he was involved in the green movement.
They used to call them hobby farms. Now they kind of call them lifestyle blocks, which makes them sound, I think, a bit
more yuppie, I think.
Less pejorative. Lifestyle blocks is a bit different. Is that the way Bracknell and surrounding districts are going? That some of those, you know, little chips are coming off some of those bigger farms, and people are coming in to enjoy the quality of life?
I think you're right. Yeah, it sort of just makes it a little bit easier for them. It sort of. It's hard to make a living off small farms now. That's the trouble. It's unless you've got the big farms and can put in the broad acres and the big crops, you don't get any rewards from it. Like, it's just too much work and no return.
It's a lifestyle thing. I'm doing it because I enjoy it rather than because I'm trying to make a living, or it may not be my main source of income.
Well, that's it on the small blocks. Like most of the people on the small, I've got their main job, and their weekend time is taken up on their blocks just to try and, you know, just to keep things going a bit.
Yeah, make sure there's no ferals on there and get rid of some of those clumps of weeds and that.
Yeah, pretty much.
You mentioned you're a butcher. Where do you get your meat from?
Well, I work at Longford at Swift. I've worked there ever since I was 15. I started there in 1971. I've been there for 44 years, probably one of the longest serving employees at the plant at the moment. So, yeah. I buy my meat there. So
it's an abattoir, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so what are they slaughtering there? The cattle from the surrounding farms. But is it cattle? Is it sheep? Is it goats? Or what? Tell me a bit more about it.
Yeah, cattle and sheep. That's all they do there. They do the cattle and sheep. They probably do 450 bodies per day.
Oh, wow.
Which is significant for Tasmania. So it's sort of putting a few numbers through.
Mm. And we talked about the demographics a second ago. I forgot to ask you, is it an ageing population? You said that the primary school is a real asset to Bracknell, but I mean, is it ageing?
It is an ageing town, and we've got a few people that have come into the town, but they're sort of more the retiree type of people that have sold their houses. Probably on the mainland, you know, as it is, and then you get a good price, and you come to Tasmania, and then come out to a little small town like Bracknell, can buy a little bit cheaper house, and sort of can invest the money that they've saved on selling their, you know, bigger house. And apart from that, like, there's the younger generation. Like, I've got two daughters, but they certainly never built on Bracknell. They moved off. Mainly because there's not a real lot here for a younger family.
Yeah, you mentioned that employment can be an issue. Although the primary school, as you say, does sound like an asset. How much do houses go for? How much does it? Maybe you can tell us how much an acre block might go for, and how much would a house go for?
Well, you can buy an acre block, a good acre block for like $80,000, and average house would probably be. There's some nice houses on the town for sale at the moment. They're over 300,000, but they're nice places. It's the price you'd expect to pay anywhere else. So.
Yeah, right. So you can get a lovely house, and it might be 300K plus is probably, you know, you're probably going to expect to have some lovely lifestyle gains from moving there from somewhere else.
Oh, it's nice. It is. It's a quiet. I've lived here all my life, and I wouldn't live anywhere else, I don't think. It's just a lifestyle you get used to, and it's quiet, and everybody pretty much knows one another, and you got the sporting activities. Everyone comes together.
And it's a close-knit town?
It is. Probably not as much today as it used to be like 20 years ago, mainly because, you know, you got a lot more people coming and going, whereas years ago everybody stayed here and you knew everybody, but now a lot of people sell up and they go, and then somebody else will come in and you don't know who they are, so... Unless they're actually involved in the sporting or the school, you don't really get to see them much.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because with people buying lifestyle blocks, especially if they're not there full-time, it can mean that they're kind of absent, and and then I suppose don't contribute as much to the fabric of the town. Can you talk to us a bit about some of the surrounding towns? You did mention some of the surrounding topographical features and the Great Lake. Can you talk to us about, we've mentioned Liffey and Longford. Can you tell us about some of the other significant towns in that kind of southwest of Launceston area?
Yes, we're situated, like, we've got Westbury, which is close by. And that's one of the first very early towns to be settled in Tasmania, or Van Diemen's Land at that stage. And Deloraine is another place that's only like 30-odd kilometres from Bracknell. They're all substantial towns. So it's sort of, and you've got Carrick, Hadspin. They're all surrounding, they're all within like probably 15-20 kilometre radius.
And not so far away. I can see on the map you've got a lot of national park there, so you're not that far away from what we would call the wilderness.
No, not really. Well, like I was saying before about Dry's Bluff, is renowned as one of the best walks in Tasmania. Once you get up on top of there, it's just beautiful alpine country. And it's only like, from my place, I'm looking at it now, and it's only like 20-minute drive and then like a couple of hours walk, and you're in some of the remotest wilderness in Tasmania, really.
Mm. And Dennis, I believe you've done some research recently on some diggers from the nearby town of Liffey, which we mentioned. We're talking about Bob Brown living there. Can you tell us a bit more about that research?
Yes, we had a tree planting reenactment in September, just gone by. For 19 soldiers that went to the First World War that were ex-pupils of the Liffey School, of the little primary school that was there. Out of those 19 men, 9 were killed in the First World War. And some of the trees have succumbed to the elements over the years, so we planted a whole new 19 trees. And some of my family members were part of that 19 men. I had 4 uncles. Out of those 4 uncles, 2 were killed. Colin Saunders and Les Saunders. Colin was killed at the landing of Gallipoli on the first morning. And Les, he went right through the war until France and was killed at the Somme in one of the battles in 1917. They've seen a lot of the fighting. But
yeah, that does sound like that they were kind of in the thick of it. I didn't realise that that there had been Tasmanians at that original landing in Gallipoli.
Oh yes, there was a big contingent. My 2 uncles enlisted while they were in Queensland working in the cane fields, so they were with Queensland contingent at the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. And so you were commemorating them by giving the plantings a bit of a spruce up.
Yes.
Planting some new trees, and it hadn't been anything planted for 100 years.
So someone in another 100 years, someone can go around and probably have to do another replanting.
Do the same research.
Yeah.
Well, listen, absolutely lovely to talk to you this morning, Dennis.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for giving us a bit of a snapshot on what's going on in the small town of Bracknell in Tasmania.
Proud to. Thanks very much.